So the only way you're going to see outside the matrix is have some kind of tool that's outside the matrix. What is that tool? What are those tools? Number one is the Bible. Number two is the Holy Spirit in you. Number three are words. Words are outside the matrix. If you can get a hold of that, then everything just falls into place. If you understand that words that you speak are transcendent, if you've had a human, say whether in the spirit or out of the spirit, I don't know, went to the third heaven, and the stuff they were saying in the third heaven were words that he could understand. He's on earth speaking language. He went to the third heaven. You could understand what they were saying up there. Then who was it? John on the Isle of Patmos or whatever went to the third heaven or was asking questions to either a saint or an angel. I can't remember right now. He said, "What does this mean?" You know what it means. He fell down before the angel and said, "Don't worship me, I'm just like you." We don't worship an angel. An angel has power, yeah. Strong, powerful, could kill quite a few people in one swipe. But the angel's a ministering spirit, created being. If an angel is a created being, and the angel can shapeshift and appear down here as a human, they're angels unawares. You've been visited by angels unawares, right? If an angel can appear down here on earth and look like a human being and then just disappear, that's quite a bit of power, right? I was sitting here thinking about how those witches get all those spiritual gifts, but think about it, they do it through the dark side, but notice it affects their body. It affects, instead of going through Jesus, going through his word, the Holy Spirit, and learning stuff directly from God, they go through the devil and learn the anti-spirit, and it affects their body. You can actually see it in their body. For real. They think they're seeing into the spirit realm for power, but it's actually destroying them. if you try to see into the unseen through the dark side, it's going to destroy you. But if you try to see into the unseen through the light, through Christ, it'll set you apart, make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. The dark side . Speaking of the word dark side, if you look at all the cartoons out there, they'll call it the dark side, but they'll change like Darth Vader, or they'll change the word dark to, or side, S-E-I-D-E or something like that. They'll change that character's name. It'll be the dark side, but the name will be a few letters changed, you know. The script writers, they know. They know the hero and the villain and the black and the white, the up and the down, the left and the right, you know. The night and the day is what I mean. When I say black and white, I mean night and day. When you're going down the highway, you're on the checkered board, the black and white checkered board. And the flow that you're flowing is the blood flow, the black, white, and red. Anyway, the dark side, they might get some little bit of power, but notice the snake eating itself. It's still the snake eating itself, you know. If you were to tell the dark side, hey, take up your cross, love your enemy, love your neighbors, yourself, love your enemy, give them some bread and water, they couldn't understand that. They don't think that way. They think in the tit for tat, you know. The tit for tat. But anyway, back to what I was saying. The words are life and death in the power of the tongue. Somebody a family member a long time said, it don't matter what you say. Words don't mean anything. Yeah, they do. Words reveal. Not only do they affect reality, they reveal the heart, you know. Words are powerful. A person's words, where do they come from? The heart and the mind. Every time they open their mouth, they're revealing what they are. You might say, well, what about the snakes that learn to hide with their words? Just wait long enough, when something tips the cup, and what comes out of the cup when they're mad, you'll see. What about the snakes that hide with their words? You have to be more astute around them. Let's say some preacher's preaching faith alone, and he's just saying it because that's what he's been told to say, or that's what he knows that people want to hear. And a bunch of you go out to eat or something. You go out to lunch, you know, about 10 people, and he's sitting there talking or something. He says something like, says some kind of legalistic comment out of his just sitting there at the table eating some lunch or something. I was talking to this girl one time, considering the future, and I said something about faith alone. Then we went out to eat Golden Corral or something like that. And we were sitting there talking, and then she started talking about some kind of works-based to be right, to be good enough or something like that. And I looked at her and I said, I thought you said you finally concluded it was faith alone. And you could see it in her eyes that I caught her. She let her guard down, see. She was trying to fool me and tell me what I wanted to hear or whatever. She let her guard down. And I realized I was dealing with a master manipulator who didn't really believe it. Just was trying to get in the door to steal, kill, and destroy. So, a person's heart, character, beliefs, deep-seated beliefs, they can act like they believe it, but until they really digest and it becomes a part of them and they know it and they stand on it and they walk in it and they fight for it and they sacrifice for it, until it becomes a part of them, everything out of their mouth is going to reveal. You've got two kind of people in the world. You got a works-based person and a faith-based person. Those who walk by faith and those by works. Those who have outward show and those who are inner renewal. There's only two kinds of people in the world. And there's a lot of people that feign the outside for an advantage or whatever you want to call it. They put the show on. Because that's what everybody expects. Anyway, to see, let's say a person opens the Bible before they get saved and they start reading it. They're going to start being convicted of sin, which is actually outside the system, because most people around you can't admit they're a sinner. Most people can never admit that they have the capability of doing whatever. Lying, cheating, stealing, killing. They can't admit but they have that. In the old Adam do about anything. That's why it says steal, kill, and destroy. lie, cheat, and defame and make up stuff and lie about somebody. Watching these guys get out of their truck going into the store here, working their different jobs, and here's an awning company, and it's like people really put confidence in some kind of corporation that could, business that could just go away in any moment. If a corporation doesn't think long term to help the people, it's not really a real corporation. If it's only about profit, not about the country, and not about building up the people, then it's all vanity, people.